This is Bev Broyles, and I'm here at Long Run, and we're getting ready to hitch up the stagecoach and get going. I'm here with Cowboy Rick. Rick, tell us a little bit what we've got in store for today.
Well, I'll tell you what. First off, I really want to give a special thanks to our sponsor on this, Dan Scott and Sons Construction. I can testify for them that they are incredible, honest. Their work is impeccable, and I don't think you would ever regret hiring them for any project that you have. Give them a call at the radio station at 256-1025. And like Bev said, we're hooking up the stagecoach right now. We had an incredible community gathering and watermelon social at Long Run, Missouri last night. Kind of, Bev, it's kind of one of those forgotten spots along a very historic trail called the Old Salt Road that started way back in 1840, and it brought salt out of New Orleans all the way up to Springfield, Missouri. And Joseph McClurg was the one who founded that trail, and he went on later on to become the governor of our great state. But this is an exciting day for us, Bev. We've watched the good Lord help bring this thing together. We've got all of our crew here, our young crew. We've got the community that has helped so much. We want to say a special thanks to all the folks in Ozark, Douglas, and Taney County, Robert Kleiline, Janet Tabor, and all of the gang over there that has helped so much. And we ask that you guys keep it in your prayers. And also, we've already got most of the letters delivered. We are going to be visiting in the stagecoach the school at Thornfield, Missouri. I believe that's Wednesday morning. And so we're looking forward to seeing the faces on those kids over there. But Bev, thank you guys so much for carrying the story on your networks. And folks, we encourage you to come and visit us over here on the trail. Come around campsites of a night. You can go online, get a hold of Bev Broyles at Ozark Radio News, and she'll let you know where that we're going to be at and the schedule of events. So if you get an opportunity, come and join us. The next best thing to being here in person is listening to it on Ozark Radio News, and we thank them again so much.
Thank you, Rick, and we're getting ready to saddle up and head out, and we will be tuning in tomorrow morning, same time.
And in the meantime, you keep it Western and always ride a fast horse.